Look, Monday morning is, of course, when we talk about just some of the new music you get to hear, not only on Breakfast, but right across the entirety of 2SER. Andrew Cadore, we normally talk to, he's away filling in. Tim Higgins, welcome back. It's been a while since we've had your dulcet tones. How are you?
Yeah, it's odd. I must say, I've like walked into these hallways, which I used to spend every single day. I used to get up at the same time as you.
I know.
And yeah.
Well, wouldn't be a breakfast show quite like Breakfast without you, so come on.
Oh, no. It's really nice to be back, I must say. If I stuff this up, I'm a bit out of practice.
It's going to be great. Hey, what do we want to listen to first? What are we chatting about?
Well, like, you know 2SER loves a bit of soul.
We do.
And
we do.
And we love the Daptone record label, who, if you're not familiar with the name, you might be familiar with the artists, the likes of the late Sharon Jones and the late Charles Bradley.
Yeah.
You know, and they're kind of, Daptone's famous for the stories just as much as the music. So, for example, Sharon Jones was a prison guard for years before she was discovered.
It's remarkable, right?
And Charles Bradley spent years working as a James Brown impersonator before he was discovered and before Daptone kind of took his career and turns it into something really special. So we're going to hear something from James Hunter and the James Hunter Six. It's album number 6 from them. His interesting story, he spent years working on the railways.
Oh.
And he's bussed in the streets of London. And, you know, a brief stint as a backup vocalist for Van Morrison. But, you know, so that's just a small achievement.
Just a small achievement.
But if you know Daptone stuff, you kind of know what you're going to get here. It's really a healthy serving of rhythm and soul, pounding drums, squealing sax. And, of course, wait till you hear this guy's voice if you haven't heard it. It's raw, it's powerful, and it's throwback soul at its finest. This track is I Got My Eyes by the James Hunter Six.
I got eyes for nobody but you. I got eyes for nobody but you. I got eyes for nobody but you.
Wow.
Yep.
Isn't that great?
So, yeah, it's an album you're going to be hearing a lot of. It's called Whatever It Takes by the James Hunter Six. I think that one will help people, you know, get their day started in the right way.
I would
breakfast.
Definitely like to start my day with that. All right, number 2, what do we want to talk about?
So, another kind of legend of music here. It's the 8th album by the legendary British producer George Evelyn, who goes under the name of Nightmares on Wax.
Oh, okay.
And so he kind of is famous for his laid-back, you know, kind of psychedelic production and electronic music. And it's made him one of the world's most unique electronic producers. This album is called Shape the Future, and it's really fantastic. It incorporates a lot of kind of stunning live orchestration and also some really great guest vocals. Like this track we're about to hear features a New Zealand-born Australian singer Jordan Rakai, who's currently blowing up in the world of soul as well.
That's incredible.
So he's on this track, and it's got a whole, you know, bunch of other great guest vocals on the album, but I reckon you're really going to like this. This track is called Typical.
That's just a distant memory you showed me. A nightmare in disguise. You took a piece of my mind.
That voice is not what I expected. That is beautiful.
Yeah, he's something else. He's a name to you know, to keep your eyes on, because Jordan Rakai, even though Nightmares on Wax, you know, people are excited about that, this album might be a good path for people to discover some other great singers like Jordan Rakai, who's, give him 2 years and he'll probably be one of the biggest singers in the world.
It's definitely an unusual blend of musical styles coming together, but works really well.
Yeah, because he kind of takes parts of, you know, electronic music, and then there's always kind of a touch of reggae in Nightmares on Wax's stuff and soul, and somehow
it works.
He puts it all together and it's perfect. So that's another one. Shape the Future is the album by Nightmares on Wax. You'll be hearing it all week on 2SER.
All right, take us out with number 3.
So I mentioned that singer was born in New Zealand.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on this week. We have a few artists from New Zealand.
We do.
There's another one, Marlon Williams, who you'll be hearing next week. He's got an incredible voice. I'm not playing him right now, but you'll be hearing him.
Hearing my interview with him on Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. So he's from Christchurch, I think.
Yep.
And we've got another one to play for you now from Christchurch. So this is a bit of a personal favourite band of mine. They have a name which you're either going to hate or love. They're called Salad Boys. Oh, yes. It's ice cold, like an iceberg lettuce. It's great music. It's jangle rock, packed with fuzz, mesmerizing guitar hooks, and some really melancholic vocals. They kind of pay tribute to a lot of the New Zealand greats, like The Clean and The Chills, but then they are able to carve their own fresh sound. And I thought we'd end on this one because it's a bit upbeat. And often at this time in the morning on a Monday, you need a little bit of a pick-me-up and a slap to the face to wake you up.
An auditory caffeine hit.
Exactly. And this will do exactly that. The song is called Psych Slasher. It's by Salad Boys. And the album is called This Is Glue. And I think you're really going to love it.
Let's have a listen to it now. Tim, thank you very much. We'll chat new music again next week.
Thanks, Nick.
Slow reactions in my brain.